What's going on, guys? This is Vladimir Salas. Welcome to the Habits Over Feelings show, where we put our feelings to the side and do what we need to do to move forward with our health, fitness, and business. All right, guys, on this episode, I'm going to go over how to create your own training plan. Not having an effective training program can definitely be the reason why you are not seeing results. Like, you cannot be doing the same shit over and over and over and over again and expect that, you know, you're going to get different results. Most of you have been doing the same routine since you were in high school and wonder why you are not getting ahead. You got to switch things up. And not only that, but your fundamentals, the structure, how to progress on things and how to, like, what to know. How to know if you're missing something in your program or if you have a well-balanced program. This is going to be this is the same structure I use to write, you know, all my programs for all my clients and for myself. So make sure you're taking some notes because I'm going to give you all the sauce. I'm not going to hold back. This is going to be a long podcast. So make sure you write things down and try to keep up. Now, the goal of this training plan that we're going to create today, I'm going to walk you through it all. We're going to create this program. So now the goal of this training plan will be to build strength, muscle, and functionality. Build strength, muscle, and functionality. You know, it doesn't, I don't know what your goals are, exactly your goals, but, you know, with this, if you follow this structure, you're going to build strength, you're going to build muscle, and you're going to build functionality. And you could do it with any tool. You could do this type of structure with any tool. So it could be kettlebells. Obviously, that's, you know, most of what my clients use are kettlebells. I use kettlebells a lot. I use, you know, some barbells, some dumbbells, machines, like, but you could use this structure with any tools on the gym, including just your body weight, You got to get very creative with the body weight, but you could still get it done. So the first thing you're going to need when you're building a successful program is how many days a week are you willing to work out? How many days a week can you work out every single week? Before you get excited, it's January, you're probably hyped. It needs to be a day that you are not gonna miss. You are not gonna miss. That even when you have that shitty week, that you have that really bad week, that you still hit that number of sessions. So once you have that number, hey, if that number is only one, it's only one. If you could hit two times a week, hit two times a week. Three times a week, that's probably the sweet spot. Three times a week, four times a week, that's what most of my clients do. Three times a week, four times a week, and they get phenomenal results. We're talking about, you know, if we're talking fat loss, you could lose up to 20 pounds in 3 to 4 months of just fat in that amount with just working out 3 to 4 times a week. Now, obviously, nutrition comes into play, but programming comes into play as well. Now, once you have the number that of sessions that you could commit to every single day, then your next focus will be the movement patterns. So this is the foundation of the whole training program. There are 6 foundational movement patterns that you're going to pick exercises from. And then this is when the functionality comes from. Like, these movement patterns are like how we move. And this is how I like to create my programs is we train for the same way that we move and we live our life. So, and then these 6 foundational movement patterns cover all of it. Like, we're talking about getting out of the car, getting up from the floor, you know, picking kids up, carrying things, sitting down, sitting up, like everything that you do in your life, these patterns are going to cover that. Going up the stairs, all of that. So the patterns are, number one, hinge, the hinge pattern. Now, this means that you are bending at the hip. Bend at the hip, that's the hinge. So, you know, typically we're talking about whenever you pick something up, you're hinging, you're pushing the butt back, you're pushing the hips back. You know, your deadlift, all your deadlift family is in this pattern and anything like that. Your swing is in this pattern. That's a big hinge. The second one is the squat. The squat pattern, you know, that's probably like the king of all exercises. We know how to squat, single rack squat, you know, pistol squats, anything that you are, you know, bending, a lot of bend of the knee, and then trying to keep your chest as upright as possible. That's the squat. Then is the push pattern. Now, the push pattern, you talk about pushing away from your body, like pushing away from your body, push up.
works, a bench, that's a push. Pushing a kettlebell overhead or pressing it, that's a push. So on the push, you could go with two categories on the push. So the two categories on the push, they're horizontal push or vertical push. So a vertical push is anything you're pressing overhead. That's a vertical push. A horizontal push is anything you're pressing away from the chest area. So if you're in a push-up, you're pressing away on the chest area. You're pushing the floor away from you, essentially. If you're on a bench, you're pushing the dumbbells, barbells, or kettlebells away from your chest. That's a horizontal push. So those are two ways to classify the push pattern. There's also lower body pushes, like a squat could potentially be qualified as a push because you are pushing the ground away from you when you come up from the squat. But you know, we already have the squat, we already have the hinge, you know. So to simplify things, push and pull, we're mostly talking about upper body. Now from the push, we go to the fourth one, which is the pull. The pull movement pattern. So with the pull, again, we have two main ways we could pull. Two ways. So we got horizontal pulls, which is basically pulling into your chest. Pulling into your chest, pulling that object, that cable, the kettlebell. So think about a bent over row. Your chest is facing down, the kettlebells are down, and then you're pulling the kettlebells towards your chest. If you're standing upright and you grab a cable and then you pull it, you bring the elbow back, you're pulling to your chest. That is considered a horizontal pull. A horizontal pull, there's plenty of machines. You know, you could do the bend over row with the barbell, with any tools. Like I said, the tool doesn't matter. It's just the pattern. And then there's a vertical pull. A vertical pull, you're talking about a lat pull down. You're talking about a pull up. You are pulling yourself to the roof. You're pulling yourself upward. That is a vertical pull. Now, between the push and the pull, there's always that gray area, which is like in between horizontal and vertical. In the push, it will be like an incline press. That's like right in the middle. In the pull, it will be like, you know, almost like an upright row or you know, a bend over row, but you're a little upright. That would be like that gray area too. So there's some exercises in that area too. Now, the fifth foundational movement pattern is carry. This is the one that people neglect the most, I think, 100%. Carry. And it's the ability to just carry heavy shit with your body. Now, there's three ways to carry things. You could carry it on a suitcase. This is like the most famous one. Think about like farmer's carries. You know, you're a farmer. You're carrying two buckets of milk to mama. That's a farmer's carry, suitcase carry. You know, if you're doing a single arm, typically it's called suitcase carry. Or you could rack things up. So rack it on your shoulders. We call this a kettlebell rack. You know, you could have that you could carry that weight as well. And I'm talking anything, the barbells, the dumbbells, the kettlebells, you could carry it, a sandbag, you could kind of hug it. That's another type of carry. And then the last carry is a overhead carry. So this is like above the head, you know, you press whatever you have and you lock the elbow and then you walk with it. So there's two, those are like the three main ways of carrying things. You got suitcase hanging on the sides, you got rack on your shoulders, and then you got overhead with your elbows fully locked out. Now you could do this single arm or you could do this both arms, you know, with weights on both arms. And you can also do this, well, I just froze. Talking about carries. All right, we're gonna move on. So yeah, those are the three mains to carry. Suitcase, you can rack, you can overhead, or I know what I was gonna say. You can also mix and match. So you could have a suitcase on the left and then a rack on the right, and then a suitcase on the left and then an overhead on the right. So you could also mix and match carries. You could do it on one side, you could do it with doubles. It doesn't matter, that's just the carry movement pattern and it's something that you could do. Another thing, you could do it two ways. You can actually take the item, take the weight, and go for a walk, Or if you're limited in space, you could take the weight, carry it however you like, and just march in place. A lot of people forget about this, marching in place. You could march in place if you don't have the room, if the gym is packed, just march in place. Just make sure you are taking your time with each step. Now, the sixth foundational movement pattern and the last one is the lunge movement pattern. Now, when we say lunge, we really mean it's like single leg training, like a split stance, like a Bulgarian split squat, a lateral lunge, a reverse lunge, forward lunge, anything that your legs are split, that the distribution is like 50-50, or even completely single leg, like a full pistol squat or a full single leg deadlift. I will put that into kind of like the lunge pattern. And we also have like a little bonus. A bonus is rotation. So when we talk about rotation, it's important for your spine. You want to make sure you're rotating. So sprinkling in some rotation exercises into your program is definitely a good idea. Now, so the goal of your training program is to train these patterns, each of these patterns. Let's take our rotation because that's like the bonus. The six foundational movement patterns, to train them at least twice a week. That is the goal. Every week, train these patterns at least twice a week. So basically, to simplify things, do two exercises per pattern per week. That's like as simple as I could put it for you guys. Two exercises of hinge, two exercises of squat, two of push, two of pull, two of carry, two of lunge per week. And that will be a really well-rounded program. And that's what we're going to get to, and that's what we're going to create right now. So I want you to right now pay attention. If you're listening to this right now, pause it, go grab a notebook, go grab a pencil, because we're about to create your next training program. So let's go. Don't get lost in the sauce. Keep up. Okay. So now that you know how to structure these days, basically, so when we have the, you have the amount of days that you want to train. Like say, okay, I only have one day to train. So if you only have one day to train, you're gonna train all these patterns every that day, all of them in one session. So you're gonna do one hinge, one squat, one push, one pull, one carry, one lunge on that session of the day. And we set about the goal is two of them. So basically, if you can squeeze it, you could do two hinges, two squat, two push, two pull, two carry, two lunges in one day. Now, honestly, that might be a lot of volume, but if that's the only session you're getting in the day, that should be the goal. Like, you're gonna get everything you needed in that one session. It's probably gonna be a long session, but if you can only train one time a week, that would be the most bang for your buck. You knew that you trained each one of the patterns twice, and you're good to go. Now, if you are, let's say, okay, I could train two times a week. Two times a week, you could, mix and match. And this is when, things are gonna get saucy, and don't get lost in the sauce. If you could train two times a week, then you could literally do one day hinge, squat, push, pull, carry, lunge, and then repeat that with different exercises. So the second day will be the same patterns, all the patterns, every day, twice a day. Or you could do one day hinge, squat, and push, then the second day pull, carry, and lunge. So that could be split into two different ways. Now, if you are, three times a week, like you could train three times a week, that's the amount that you could commit to, and then you could do it. Then obviously Pandora's box opens up, and there's a tons of combinations that you could do to fit all the movement patterns into three sessions. Now, I'm gonna go over two scenarios. One is the day one, you could train the hinge, squat, push, and pull pattern. Day two, you could train the push, pull, lunge, and carry. And then day three, you could train the hinge again, squat again, and then lunge and carry again. See how I kind of spread everything out evenly into those 3 days? And then if you wanted to really simplify things, for a second option for that, a second combination would be day one, hinge and squat hard, like a lot of hinging, a lot of squats. This will basically be like a full leg day, like chest leg day. Then the second day will be a push and pull, so basically a full upper body day. And then the third day will be carries and lunges, so kind of like a full body day. So those are two options if you are training 3 times a week and you have enough time, you have enough time to train 3 times a week and you could commit to that. Now, if you are 4 times a week, to simplify this, you could do day one, hinge, squat, push, day two, push, no, pull, carry, and lunge. And then you could just repeat that. Day three will be hinge, squat, push again. Day four will be pull, carry, lunge again. Obviously, all these will have different exercises, but we're talking about the patterns. Like that's kind of like will be the structure. And then so on and so on. If you work for five, if you want to do 5 sessions, if you want to do 6 sessions, you want to spread everything out evenly and just make sure that you are hitting each pattern twice a week. All right. So where was I? I got lost in the sauce. So the goal of your training program is to train these patterns at least twice a week. That is the goal. So okay. All right. So now that you kind of have that in place, like you know how to divide all the movement patterns between the days that you're gonna work out, it's time to fill them up. It's time to fill them up, and this is where exercise selection comes into place. Now, a lot of my audience, most of you listening to right now, you are into kettlebells. You want to get started with kettlebells. You like training with kettlebells. Most of you train at home. So when you're training with kettlebells, you have to keep in mind that there's two main exercises when it comes to kettlebells. You have the ballistics and you have the grinds. So the ballistics, think about the ballistics, anything you're using momentum, anything you're using momentum. So ballistics, the swing will be a ballistic. Anything you're hiking back, you hike it back, you're using momentum. So the swing, the clean, the snatch, the high pull, even the jerk or push press, that is a ballistic. That is a ballistic exercise. Then you have the grinds, the grind exercises. Now, the grinds are like your traditional weightlifting exercises, like the squat, the deadlift, the press, the row. Basically, you have mechanical tension all throughout. Like one way I like to differentiate a grind, if it's a grind or if it's a ballistic, is it's a grind if you could do an isometric with it. If you could do an isometric with it, meaning if I press and I hold it here, I could hold it, that's an isometric. Or if I could pause in between the squat and I could hold it, I could pause in between the deadlift and I could hold it, because you cannot hold a swing in place. You cannot do an isometric with most ballistics. Like a clean, you can't do an isometric. You can't hold it in place. You either in the rack or that's it. And that's not really an isometric, like a clean isometric. You just can't do it. So ballistics, anything you're using momentum, grinds, your typical foundational exercises that you typically do at the gym, eccentric, concentric, and isometric. So ballistics, you're gonna be improving your power, your endurance, and your explosiveness. Ballistics are mainly for that. Like that's what they're really great for. Grinds are gonna be muscle building exercises and strength building exercises. So, depending on your goal, will depend how many of each you use. If your goal is to build as much muscle and to get as strong as possible, I will not be doing a shitload of swings, shitload of snatches, shitload of cleans, and high pulls. I will be focusing more on grinds. Now, if you want to be more explosive, you want to get your endurance up, maybe even your mobility and flexibility, then I will focus more ballistic. In a perfect world, you should just go half and half. You should just go half and half and just make sure you don't have too much of one in your training program. And obviously the depending on your goal, depending on your goal. Depending on your goal will depend how many of each you use. Also, depending on your goal will depend how many reps you do for each exercises. So shorter reps, like 3 to 8 reps, will focus more on strength. 8 to 12 reps will focus more on like muscle building. 12 to 20 will be like more endurance or muscle endurance. So keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. You want to be, I feel like everybody, you want to be lifting heavy. So you do want to have some sets that are like only 5 reps or only 6 reps. Only 4 reps. I don't really like doing reps of 3 or 4. Like that's like pure strength, almost like powerlifting. Like, that's not my goal or most of my clients' goal. But the reason why I'm saying why you do want to lift heavy is because you do want to give that signal to your muscles, like, yo, this shit was fucking heavy. And when the body and when your muscles feel that, like, yo, this was heavy, this was taxing, like these 5 reps, those all 5 of them were hard because that shit was heavy. That's when your muscles get the signal to grow, like, yo, okay, that shit was hard. What can we do to make that shit not hard? Okay, we could grow. And then that's when you start boosting your metabolism and your body starts asking for food, for protein. Feed yourself, guys. If you're not, this is all about training. I'm not gonna get any much about nutrition, but if you're doing all this thing right and you're not fueling your body properly, like you're shooting yourself in the foot, like you're lifting heavy and all this, but you're not seeing results, like it's your nutrition, bro. You gotta get your protein up. You gotta aim for 1 gram of 1 gram of protein per pound of desired body weight. I weigh 184 right now. I want to be 190. So I'm shooting for 190 grams of protein every day. So you got to make sure, one, you're getting enough protein and also enough calories. Like it's a thing. It's a thing where you undereat calories and then there's no wonder you're not fucking building muscle and therefore not burning fat as much as you should. All right. So enough of that. Back to the training. With all that being said, let's create a quick 3-day program. Guys, get your pen and paper. I want you to write down. We're gonna create a 3-day program. 3-day program, and the first thing you're gonna do is you're gonna write day one. Day one, and you're gonna write hinge, squat, push, pull. Okay, so let's think of one hinge exercise. One hinge exercise. I'm gonna go right there, and I'm doing this in real time with you. Let's go single arm deadlift. I'm doing this all kettlebell, by the way, but you could literally do this with any tool you're doing. Single arm kettlebell deadlift. We have one hinge exercise. Okay, cool. Now let's think about a squat exercise. A squat exercise. One, we're gonna go with goblet squat. Goblet squat. That is gonna be the second exercise. Then we have push, and then we have pull. So with the push, we're gonna go into the ground and I'm gonna do a bridge press. A bridge press. Bridge press. And so that's basically you're on the ground and you're pushing the kettlebells away from your chest. That's gonna on a bridge position. And then we have a pull. And then the pull, I'm gonna go with so that bridge press was single arm. We're gonna go with single arm row. For the pull, single arm row. All right, so there we have it. We have four. Now, this is gonna be just like the base. This is the base. Then you can start adding, let's say, maybe another squat exercise to the session, or maybe another push exercise, or maybe another pull exercise. And this is when, but what I'm gonna give you right now is gonna be the base. It's gonna be the base. If I were you, I will start with the base, just four exercises per session. Four exercises per session. Yeah, you heard that right. Four exercises per session. Now, single leg, single arm deadlift. We're gonna go 4 sets of 8 repetitions. Goblet squat, this is with 2 hands. So we're gonna go 4 sets again. And we wanna go really heavy. We wanna go really heavy with this one. So we're gonna go 4 sets of 6. Now, these reps are recommendations. You know, all six of them should be hard. All six of them should be hard, should be heavy. If you gotta grab double bells, grab double bells. But if, and then, you know, if it's too easy, like you only have a weight of kettlebell, then just go up in reps. Bridge press, I'm gonna go a little bit high reps, 3 times 8. I mean, times 10, 3 times 10. So 3 sets of 10. And then we're gonna go single arm row, same deal, 3 times 10. And that's it. That's it. That's gonna be day one. Day one, that's your hinge, squat, push, and pull. Now, day two, now we're going push, pull, carry, lunge. So for the push, I know we did a bridge press, like a chest press. Now we're gonna do an overhead press. So we get on our shoulders. So we're gonna go single arm, strict press. And then we're gonna go pull. What's a pull that we could do? I'll do a clean. I'll do a clean. You know, you're pulling the elbow back when you clean it. That's considered a clean. So single arm clean. And then from here we're gonna go carry. So carry. We're gonna go s single rack, single rack, carry, single rack, carry. That's one kettlebell on the rack, and then you march. You're gonna march in place, or you could walk, and then a lunge. And then the lunge is I'm gonna do a suitcase lunge. So, suitcase meaning you hold the kettlebell on the side of you, and then you take. You know, 1 foot back and then you lunge. Suitcase, reverse lunge. All right, now we're gonna put the reps on this. So single arm strict press, I'm gonna go for 8. 4 times 8. And then single arm clean, I'm gonna go for 4 times 6. Meaning the lower the reps, the heavier it's gonna be. If you use lightweight and you're only going for 5 reps, it's just gonna be too easy. Okay, single. Then from after that, single arm rack carry, and we're gonna go for four sets again, and then 10 steps, 10 steps per side, and then suitcase reverse lunge. We're gonna go for 4 again, and then 8 per side. Everything's per side, guys. Anything single arm, obviously, you got to do it on the other side as well. All right, guys. So far, we have day one, we have day two, and now we're going to go into day three. Day three, we have hinge, squat, carry, and lunge. Okay, let's go hinge. Hinge, bend at the hips. What's something we could do? I know swings. We do kettlebell swings, squat. When we talk about squat, we already did goblet squat earlier this week. So, what can we do now that is also squat related? So, then we could do single rack squats. Single rack squat, you hold the kettlebell on the rack and then you squat. Okay, after that, we have a carry, another carry. So, we did single rack carry. Now, let's do some overhead carries. So, above the head, overhead carry. And then that single arm. And then we got lunge. So we got another lunge, and I wanna go lateral. So we go lateral lunge. So single, we'll do single rack. Single rack, single rack, lateral lunge. All right, so now we got the exercises for day three. Swings, swings. We're gonna start off with some swings, and we're gonna do 4 times 15. I want to use the swings to really do some endurance to get it going. Then we got single rack squats. Here I'm gonna do 4 sets as well, but I'm gonna keep it at 5, just at 5. Then single arm overhead carry. We're gonna do 4 times 10 steps per side. And then we're gonna do single rack lateral lunge. We're gonna do 4 again, but times 6 per side. Guys, you guys just created with me a 3 times a week kettlebell program that you could do right off the bat. We focus Day one, hinge squat, push pull. We got the single arm deadlift, goblet squats, bridge press, single arm row. Day two, push pull carry lunge, single arm strict press, single arm clean, single rack carry, suitcase reverse lunge. Day three, hinge squat, carry lunge, swings, single rack squats, single arm overhead carry, and single rack lateral lunge. So you do this same routine for 4 to 6 weeks. I would say six, just do, because if you go for four, that's assuming you're gonna have 4 perfect weeks of following this. 4 perfect weeks, you gotta assume you're not. So just do it for six, play it safe. That way you have 6 weeks of building these skills, building these exercises, actually getting better at them. And with each session, or every week, or every other week, you wanna add some weight. You wanna progressively overload this thing with some weight. That's how you always do it. When you're feeling good, or the reps starts to become too easy, go with some more weight. Go with some more weight. Now, after the sixth week, then what you can do is you can add one more exercise per session. You could either add one more exercise per session, and then, or you could switch, replace, let's say day one, goblet squat. We want to do something else that's squat related. Just replace it. Just make sure when you replace exercises, you re let's say if you replace a single arm rows on day one, you replace it with another pull exercise. So like you stay on track, like you keep the structure. So every 6 weeks, replace the exercise with another exercise of the same movement pattern. Or this is very simple, like four exercises is very simple. Start adding another exercise. Start adding another exercise and maybe even switch it. Like typically, I would say you wanna like regularly six to eight exercises a session is should be enough. Between, 2 to 3 to 4 sets. It's all gonna depend. And again, I'm just giving you guys the simplified version of how to do this thing on your own. Guys, there you have it. You just created a 3 times a week kettlebell routine that you could start doing. And I gave you the blueprint. I gave you the blueprint on how to do this shit on your own. That is it. That is all. This is exactly how to create your program from scratch. I did not hold back. I didn't gatekeep. You now have everything you need to create your own. Now, if you are the type of person that prefers to have all this done for you and want to know and want to know that you're doing things correctly when it comes to correctly depending on your goals and what you really want to accomplish, and if you want to get the form and technique feedback, and most importantly, get held accountable with your training and your nutrition, then my one-on-one Kettlebell Academy coaching program might be for you. If you're interested in that, just message me, Transform, on Instagram at the Kettlebell Weight Loss Coach, and we'll have a conversation and see if I can help. That is it. Thank you guys for tuning in. Peace.